For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States says there's no justification for Russia's expulsion of American diplomats. Washington, along with more than two dozen other nations, has revoked the credentials of Russian diplomats they accuse of working as spies after Moscow was blamed for the nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter Yulia in the British city of Salisbury. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nort.
The United States, in concert with many other countries, made the decision to kick out Russian spies. We don't see this as a diplomatic tit for tat. Russia is responsible for that horrific attack on the British citizen and his daughter.
Moscow denying responsibility for the nerve agent attack. It alleges the attack was carried out by a British intelligence service in order to make Russia look bad. Britain dismisses the allegation. A day after calling it a great deal for American and Korean workers, President Trump has threatened to hold up a renegotiated trade deal between Washington and Seoul. Mr. Trump says he may postpone implementing the agreement with South Korea until after a denuclearization deal is made with North Korea. He called the updated trade pact with the South a very strong card and wants to make sure everyone is treated fairly. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis did not mince words, greeting President Trump's new national security advisor after shaking John Bolton's hand and escorting him up the steps of the Pentagon. Mattis said, "I heard you're actually the devil incarnate, and I wanted to meet you." Normally, the head of the U.S. military and the security advisor work closely. This is VOA News. A fire on board a bus in western Thailand killed 20 migrant workers from Myanmar today. That bus was carrying 47 workers in all who had just crossed the border into Thailand for jobs. Three other people on the bus were injured, with the rest escaping unharmed. Thailand is estimated to have more than 3 million migrant workers, many of whom come from Myanmar. Work permit rules were tightened last year. There appear to be no major surprises in Egypt's three-day presidential election this week, with preliminary results showing that President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has been reelected with 92% of the vote. President's little-known opponent, Mustafa Musa, won about 2%. We get more now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
The spokesman for Egypt's National Electoral Commission, Mahmoud el-Sharif, told journalists that official final results would not be announced until Monday, April 2nd. It was not immediately clear why individual polling stations went ahead and announced vote count sooner. A sandstorm, which raged across much of the country Wednesday, fouled up voting in many places, and voting hours reportedly were extended by some local precinct chiefs. Journalists had unprecedented access to polling stations in many towns and cities, with some broadcasting directly from polling stations. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Israeli security forces bracing for an extended period of protests beginning today along the tense border with Gaza, as thousands of Palestinians expected to answer the call to gather in tent cities demanding a right of return for Palestinian refugees, what is now Israel. Guy Zib is a Middle East scholar at American University.
The negotiations, so-called peace process, has been at a standstill since 4 years ago. The parties have just hardened their positions. The Trump administration is not really making a concerted effort to woo the Palestinians. And certainly what did not help was the embassy relocation decision. So this was kind of an opportunity to demonstrate their disaffection, their frustrations, their dire situation in Gaza. They want to really highlight the plight of the Palestinian refugees.
A Gaza farmer was killed today and a second man wounded by an Israeli tank shell that is. The protest expected to last until May 15th, which would be Israel's 70th anniversary, known to Palestinians as the Nakba or catastrophe. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.